chair, placed the needle between the second and third lumbar spaces of Benson's spine. Benson moved once and made a slight sound, and then the anesthetist said,
"I'm through the dura. How much do you want?"
The computer console flashed, "Operation begun." The computer automatically started the elapsed time clock, which ticked off the seconds.
"Give me 30 cc's to begin," Ellis said. "Let's have x-ray, please."
The x-ray machines were swung into position at the front and side of the patient's head. Film plates were set on, locking in with a click. Ellis stepped on the floor button, and the TV screens glowed suddenly, showing black-and-white images of the skull. He watched in two views as air slowly filled the ventricles, outlining the horns in black. The programmer sat at the computer console, his hands fluttering over the buttons. On his TV display screen, the words, "Pneumograph initiated," appeared.
"All right, let's fix his hat," Ellis said.
The box-like tubular stereotactic frame was placed over the patient's head. Burr hole locations were fixed and checked. When Ellis was satisfied, he injected local anesthetic into the scalp points. Then he cut the skin and reflected it back, exposing the white surface of the skull.
"Drill, please."
With the 2-millimeter drill, he made the first of the two holes on the right side of the skull. He placed the stereotactic frame, the hat, over the head, and screwed it down securely. Ross looked over at the computer display. Values for heart rate and blood pressure flashed on the screen and faded. Everything was normal. Soon the computer, like the surgeons, would begin to deal with more complex matters.
"Let's have a position check," Ellis said, stepping away from the patient, frowning critically at Benson's shaved head and the metal frame screwed on top of it.
The x-ray technician came forward and snapped the pictures. In the old days, Ross remembered, they actually took x-ray plates and determined position by visual inspection of the plates. It was a slow process. Using a compass, protractor, and ruler, they drew lines across the x-ray, measured them, rechecked them. Now the data were fed directly to the computer, which did the analysis more rapidly and more accurately. All the team turned to look at the computer printout screen. The x-ray views appeared briefly and were replaced by schematic drawings. The max field location of the stereotactic apparatus was calculated. The actual location was then merged with it. A set of coordinates flashed up, followed by the notation, "Placement correct." Ellis nodded.
"Thank you for your consultation," he said, and went over to the tray which held the electrodes.
The team was now using Briggs stainless steel Teflon-coated electrode arrays. In the past, they had tried gold, platinum alloy, and even flexible steel strands, back in the days when the electrodes were placed by inspection. The old inspection operations were bloody, messy affairs. It was necessary to remove a large portion of the skull and expose the surface of the brain. The surgeon found his landmark points on the surface itself, and then placed his electrode